Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Acknowledge it now. How to challenge that anger appropriately into lasting.
All right, perfect. We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Joe Messina, your host here on the Joe Messina Show. Man, I tell you what, you can tell it's an old-fashioned Monday, man. I'll tell you what. I got electronic devices looking at me in face going, I really don't want to work today. Anyway, we got a lot coming up after the break. Kimberly Moran's going to join me, as she does every Monday, help me to kick off what's happening, what's going on. And there is a lot of news happening out there. There's a lot happening that you have to be tuned into and understand. Joey B, again over the weekend, having his own set of issues. I guess he can't speak English anymore, apparently. I'm just saying. I heard it. Some of you heard it as well. I know you did. Because it's all over the news. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution, right? Because you don't want to be part of the problem. And uninformed people usually are part of the problem. I mean that sincerely. I mean, I'm not trying to be a jerk about it, but I read some of the stuff up on, up on Facebook and Twitter and places like that. I just scratch my head and go, come on, stop it. You know, you're killing us. Stop it. The information that you read, some of it is misinformation they're putting out to try to catch you, try to catch me. And doing stupid stuff and getting things wrong. So you want to make sure you're informed, you want to make sure you're engaged, you want to make sure that you have a clue as to what's going on and what's happening. You know, what's really funny is you've got, for instance, we'll talk to Kimberly about this when she comes on. You've got people like, Lori Lightfoot from Chicago, Bill de Blasio, or as Zed used to call him, Bill Blizzardio. Because these people are amazingly dishonest. Representative Bush wants to defend, defund your police, but she spent $70,000 on private security. I mean, are we all valuable people? Are we not all valuable to them? Or do we not count? Is it only them that counts? Apparently, I would say it's only them that counts. There is no way they're going to tell me that they value us while telling us they want to spend less money, and we're going to find out in a little bit. You've got people in Chicago and Detroit that say, no, we want more police. But these elitists, now they're quick to call us elitists, yeah. No, seriously, think about it. They're quick to call us at least, but yet they're the ones. I hate this. They're the ones that will spend that money to protect themselves. They'll spend that money. What is it, Nancy Pelosi with her $10,000 refrigerator? Right? She was good with that. And showing it off. Remember? You guys remember that? She was showing it off. They just thought she was God's gift. I don't know. I guess to the universe. And her $30 gallon ice cream, whatever it was. I'm being a little over the top, but you know what I'm saying. Host Trey Gowdy touring the Progressive Squad member, Representative Cori Bush, Democrat, after campaign filings revealed that she spent over $70,000 in private security while publicly calling for reduced police budgets nationwide. Apparently, she feels like we're spending way too much money on police. And she's fine. Well, you know, she's an elected official. That and so much more. Come on, think about it. She's got to be protected. Now, members of Congress are spending more money than ever before on personal security. Gowdy had mentioned, you know, as you guys know, he was a congressman. He told viewers Sunday night that it's a tragic reflection of times we live in. Members of Congress have been threatened with all kinds of acts of violence. And because of threats of violence, the members of Congress were allowed to spend campaign money on their safety. But how much? How many people? How long? And if they can do it, why can't we have guns to protect ourselves at home? Do they not trust us with our own guns? Do they not trust us? I mean, there are many God-loving, patriot-loving, liberty-loving Americans that frankly just want to be able to protect their families inside their own homes. And even that's getting kind of hard to do. And I don't say that from a standpoint like it's harder to buy a gun. It is harder to buy a gun, harder to buy an ammunition. God bless, I'll get that right. Can't get the tongue and the lip working. But seriously, you know, when you're talking about the laws that they have in place in your home, when you're protecting yourself, it's almost impossible to do so without worrying about going to jail, without worrying about being arrested yourself. Just ain't right. We'll see what Kimberly Marin has to say after the break. Joe Messina, your host. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN.
Way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her,
well,
she kissed me.
If technology works the way it's supposed to work, we'll be right on with us in a second here. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged. And you got to be engaged. I mean, get your information right before you're out there making the rest of us look like fools. You know, I say that all the time, and some of you think I'm joking, but I'm not. Have you heard some of you? I mean, seriously? Please don't. Make sure you're well-informed. Make sure you got the information. You know, just running around telling people stuff that isn't kind of true. It's like really hokey. You know, so I'm not sitting here trying to figure it out or trying to explain it for the next 3 days. Anyhow, Kimberly Marine joins me, and I know she never does this. I never have to fix what she says. Well, we have to get her out of jail from time to time, but never have to fix what she says, though. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
You know, it's this weekend, it's just been crazy. Did you see that clip? Yeah. Did you hear that clip of Joe Biden? And he said some kind of gibberish. You're shaking your head, so I know you saw it.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? What the heck was he talking about?
I don't know. I don't think he knows. I don't think Dom. You're talking about the one with Don Lemon?
Yeah, but did you think maybe he was trying to be a smart butt and it just didn't come out right?
Wait, which one are you talking about?
When he was at the White House, and he,
about Republicans sucking, Democrats sucking.
Oh, no, that was
children.
Even worse. But yeah, let's go with that one. What was that all about?
The town hall is the one that really was the worst one to me, besides the other dumb stuff he always says, or said over the weekend. The town hall, he couldn't even put a coherent thought together at some points.
He'd been up over 3 hours. What do you want?
Yes. He was up past his nap time. That was scary. Like,
yeah.
If I was just a regular person who, you know, no political affiliation, whatever, didn't know much about politics but watched that kind of stuff, I'd be extremely disturbed and concerned based on that.
Some of the numbers I'm seeing is showing that people are waking up. I don't know what you could do about it at this point in time. But it's showing that people are waking up now, rank and file Democrats and others, to really how far gone he is. But my God, what's your choices? Kamala Harris? For real?
Oh my God, she's such an incompetent fool. They're both so bad.
And then who third in line is, right?
Pelosi.
It's kind of like, you're sitting here thinking to yourself, protect Joe. Do everything you can to protect Joe, because I don't want either one of the other two. Think about it.
it's bad, and I think more and more Americans are waking up to how bad it is. Because you got to remember, they hid Joe in the basement for the entire election. Yep. They hardly had Kamala out there. They basically hid him in the basement. So now people are seeing what a lot of us had already seen. So it makes a huge difference.
Well, what we not just saw, but what we knew, too. We knew what he was like. We knew what was going down. Look, I don't know if you heard the, it was kind of choppy, but I don't know if you heard the first segment where I was talking about now you've got representatives out there. You've got the same people that are calling for stricter gun control. They're paying more money on security because apparently their lives matter, right? Congressional lives matter.
Wait. These are people that are not only calling for gun control, but defunding the police.
Yes.
So it's a double whammy. So they have armed security, personal security for them, themselves, and their families, but they are taking away your security and want to make it so you can't personally arm yourself to be your own security.
Oh, yeah.
Democrat way.
Yeah, well, and look at that. This is one of the members of the squad, if you would, Representative Cori Bush. She spent $70,000, and she's one of the biggest screamers for cutting back the money or defunding the police departments.
Yes, she is. I hardly have ever actually heard about her until this. I only heard about the other idiots in the squad.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of them in that club. And I mean a lot of them.
A lot of morons. They're the anti-Mensa.
And they think they're so smart. Have you seen them on television when they're talking? They talk with such authority. It's kind of like, well, wait a minute. Maybe I'm the idiot. Listen to them. They sound so smart.
That's the problem. Democrats think they're smart, but they know so much that isn't true. The problem is regular people having to decipher and get off their butts and actually research to see if what they're saying is the truth, and most people don't do it.
No.
They rely on the press, corporate media, to ask the tough questions or point out the facts, and of course they don't.
So, apparently now, women are going to be able to be drafted. Now, we haven't had really an active draft in decades, but you know, you hear those hardcore feminists screaming, this is unfair, you shouldn't be doing this, this ain't... Wait a minute, I thought it was equal rights for everybody. I thought they wanted to be equal to men. And you know, so we have to dumb down the standards when they join the military, but we can't draft them in. I'm just so confused.
Hey, that's what I said the same thing. Well, they wanted equality. They got it. That's equality. You can't have special treatment and be equal. It doesn't work that way. Although women already get special treatment. That's a whole different topic. But, yeah, they wanted equality. Now they got it.
Well, what's really funny is people don't realize that, you know, even though there is a draft, even though that I think it's men between, or boys, men, whatever you want to call them, between 18 and, is it 26 or something like that, they have to register for the draft. And we haven't had a draft, all right? But they're just worried. Why? You think Joe's trying to get us into a war? What are they worried about? I can't imagine.
Trying to get us into a war. It's yeah.
Yep.
That might be an understatement.
Yeah. So, hey, I know I'm jumping all over the place because I'm having fun with this. Chicago, right? Lori Lightfoot, I guess she's letting too many guns in from other cities because they had, like, a shoot fest over the weekend. But it's still not her fault. I don't want to say that too loud because I don't want anybody to get mad at me. She said it wasn't her fault. It's other cities, other states that allow the easy purchase of or how easy it is to get guns in other states to bring them in there. They do nothing. She's done absolutely nothing to shore up that city. And remember, she turned down Trump, I think, twice. Not once, but twice. And now Joey B is talking to her about bringing in federal troops.
Okay, we have to unfold this a little bit. So first of all, Lightfoot always lies. The gun control crowd always lies about where the firearms come from. A majority of illegal firearms usually come from the state that they are purchasing. They come from that state. Yeah, they come from other states as well, but the majority usually comes from that same state. And
are you calling her a liar? I think you're calling her.
I would call her a liar to her face.
Right.
I might call her Beetlejuice by accident, but I would definitely call her.
Yeah, but only say it once. Don't say it to anything. So, we'll be back in a minute. I do want to unwrap that. I do want, because I am so tired of hearing her and others talk about the guns that come in from other areas, not their own. WC, your host, Kimberly Moore, joins me after the break. Don't go far.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Following a meeting with the Prime Minister of Iraq, President Biden has announced a deal to end the U.S.'s combat mission in that country. The agreement with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Khadimi will shift U.S. troops in the country into roles training and assisting Iraqi forces.
Our role in Iraq will be as a
dealing with not... It's just to be available, to continue to train, to assist, to help, and to deal with ISIS as it arrives. But we are not going to be, by the end of the year, in a combat mission.
And the final missing person in the collapse of a condominium tower in Surfside, Florida, has been identified. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava announced Monday that the remains of 54-year-old Estelle Hedeya were identified by authorities, bringing the death toll in the collapse to 98 people. This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Let me just bring her right back in. Always appreciate her time with me. Kimberly Marin joins us, as she does every week. Trying to kick the week off and just talk about all this wonderfully uplifting news. You got to combat it. And what went down over the weekend? You know, it is such the norm now. To hear about how many people have been shot at, and killed in Chicago, you're almost not surprised anymore, are we?
No, and that's actually the sad part. A lot of us have known this has been going on for many years, right? People who are paying attention, especially Second Amendment activists, because they always bring up all these shootings, but they never talk about the fact that a majority are in these inner cities, and they're gangs, they're rival gangs. That's where... a majority of shootings actually happen, homicides, where people use firearms. So I've looked into these stats for years and years and years. Bring this up. They don't care. No. They don't care. And defunding the police has just made it worse. They have unleashed, the Democrats have unleashed the crime spree that's going around in cities all across the country. They did that.
Totally agree with you. You know, between low morale with the police, why should they go out there? Why should they put themselves in harm's way? Because they're going to be the ones that end up in jail when they go to protect somebody. So the morale's got to be, way down there. And then again, to your point, how many, you've got police departments where they're retiring early, they don't have enough people to cover, and why in God's creation would you want to be a cop in any one of these major cities?
No way. Not even before this, I wouldn't have wanted to be. But now, I mean, how many I wonder what the numbers are across the country with police who have retired from these big cities or have quit and moved on to a small little town. Yeah, maybe they're not going to get paid as much, but they're not going to have as much of this kind of crap that they're putting up with in these big cities.
No kidding.
With these loser AGs, just letting criminals up free and roam free on the streets.
That's the problem we're having. Look, that's the biggest problem they have in Chicago, and it's not new. And even, the gang guys that they have, and the secret cameras or whatever will tell you the same thing. They're in and out in a half an hour to 45 minutes.
Right.
That's number one. Number two is, like, here in L.A., if you're a juvenile with a gun, you're out 20 minutes. It's ridiculous.
And that's why you're seeing this increased crime, because they changed. I agree we needed bail reform. But this went way too far. And it's hurting innocent Americans is what's happening. You know, if they were all just killing each other, look, if they were just killing each other, who cares? Go ahead, kill each other. But they're not. They're killing innocent children, innocent other people in their community.
You can't say that, though. It's politically incorrect. You know what I'm saying? But listen, you know, you're just pushing all that stuff out there as a smokescreen to cover up that we are the most violent gun country on the planet. Didn't you know that? Weren't you aware?
Oh, we are? That's news to me. If we were the most violent gun country on the planet, excuse me, the estimated 90 to 100 million gun owners who own about 300 million or more guns, if we really were that much of a violent gun country, I think you'd know it.
That's what I keep saying. Coming from Boston, I have a different perspective. I say, all right, we probably have between 300 and 320 million registered guns. Now, what about the unregistered guns?
Oh, 320. Oh, yeah, registered.
Okay.
A lot of states don't make you register. Well, NAS does.
So you got... Yeah, no, mine makes you register everything. They're going to start... You know what? Every time I go to buy ammunition, you know what I have to do, right? I pay $1 for the background check. I have to pay X amount
because
getting 9mm ammunition here in California is almost impossible. So I have to order it out of state, have it sent to the FFL here. Then I got to go and pick it. And they charge me a transfer fee. Okay?
Oh, my God. But I think it's funny you have to get a background check for ammunition.
Yeah.
Because what are you going to do, throw the cartridge at someone?
Well, you're going to hold it and stick a nail on the end of it and blow your hand off. But, hey, it is kind of funny. It's like, what are they afraid of? You know, it'd be one thing, you almost could say, all right, if somebody comes in and orders 10,000 rounds, maybe we want to do a check on him, make sure he's not getting ready to take out a building or something. But... I go in, you buy a box of 50 rounds. Got to go through a background check. Then my cousin comes over. I'm going to go shoot with him. I got to get two more boxes. I got to go through another background check.
That is really stupid. But 10,000 rounds, to be honest, isn't a lot of rounds, especially if you're an instructor teaching classes. You order bulk because you use a lot during classes. I mean, I've taken classes myself as a student where I used 500 rounds in 4 days.
Yeah.
So, you know, when I see these cases where they say, oh, they had an arsenal, they had 15,000 rounds, I'm like, really?
Yeah, people don't realize that. If you're just shooting even just to have fun, you could sit there in less than an hour. You could go through 300 or 400 rounds.
Oh, easily. Right? Easily.
I mean, different targets, different fun, different whatever.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but seriously, if you're an instructor, that's you're using that in your classes, so you have to have it.
Yeah, I get a kick out of it, and that's why what we have are all the same. Our ammunition, it's all the same because I'm tired of fighting everything. You know, trying to find here, trying to find a little bit there. It's just nuts. Really, just crazy.
I always recommend that to keep the families sort of similar. Family of firearms, I mean, just because it is easier, you know, if you have too many different kinds of firearms that use too many different kinds of ammunition, what are you going to train on? Are you going to be able to find ammo? Yeah, it's right. Definitely a good idea, especially now.
Well, here in
and
California,
everybody's like, oh my God.
Again, even when you find it some places, you can only buy one box at a time. You know, you call them, you got 9mm in? Yeah, you wait in line for an hour, you get a front, you go, yeah, one box. Wait, I just waited an hour and 15 minutes for one box? You are nuts, which is why I order it again, to your point. I order it from outside the state, comes in, I'll pay the small fee for it. At least I know I get as much as I want. You know,
what? It's worth it. See, in New Hampshire, we can just order it and they deliver it right to our house.
No, not here.
The free
this
guy,
is
baby.
California. By the way, our governor came down today and mandated vaccines for all state workers.
Oh, I'm going to behave myself because that finger was going to go out.
Well, this is the start. And I've been telling people this, even some of the people in the school district were kind of getting upset at me. I go, look, they're not going to stop. Your people are in control. And they have a habit of doing this. This is not a crystal ball telling me this. I don't have inside information. I can just go by their history. I know what they're going to do. I know how they're going to act.
Well, he's saying mandated vaccination or you have to get tested weekly and wear a mask, right?
Look, you have to have a mandated vaccine. How long do you think that being tested the mask is going to last?
Yeah.
Think about how he's done it in the past.
But listen, a lot of private businesses I'm seeing do that. Not all of them. I'm seeing that with some private businesses, and I think this is part of fascist Fauci's, and I call him that on purpose. That's part of his deal because he knows the government can't mandate vaccines, especially ones that are only approved for emergency use.
Yeah.
But he can try to circumvent the government doing it by pushing private businesses to mandate it.
You're right, but how? Like here in California, OSHA has mandated mask wearing, in the workplace. Mandated. So it's not like
OSHA.
It's not like this, yeah, because it's a health issue. It's a you can make other people sick on site, right? You know, they want to make sure you stay safe, that kind of thing. And they are finding every little crack they can get through to make this work for them. You know
for them, yeah, because, yeah. Listen, it's all about control. Somebody was arguing with an idiot, as usual, and they were saying how the vaccine is 90% effective. I forget what exactly, it was around 90%. I'm like, yeah, but the survival rate from COVID is over 99% or 98%. Depends on what age category and what comorbidities you have. So I'm better off getting COVID and having that survival rate than the vaccine. And for me, personally, it's always a personal decision. My choice.
It is. And people, yeah, right. Not in this case, lady. Joe Mancini, your host, listen to the Joe Mancini Show. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
We are back. I don't know why. We're back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5562. Let me just bring it back on. I always have a lot of fun when she's on with us. Kimberly Marin joins us as she does every week. Always appreciate her ability to bring some sanity to... I don't know how you can bring sanity to this stuff that we talk about. I don't think you can smoke enough crack to have this make sense.
I don't understand why you expect me to bring sanity.
Oh, God.
That was your first mistake, Joe.
Why did I come? You know why I came here in the first place? Do you know when I came here? Right after the back-to-back blizzards of 78 and 79. And I was like, I am done with this. This is a big country. What am
You're
I doing
a big
in
baby.
Snow Man's? Oh, shut up. What am I doing in Snow Man's land? No, I got pictures of the Army Corps of Engineers yanking cars off the freeway out there. You know, the 128. Remember, it looked like a beautiful sheet of freeway until they started pulling cars out from underneath that snow.
I was a little kid, so I don't remember that part. I just remember we got a week off from school.
Yeah, see? You have a different perspective. I was freezing my buns off driving a tow truck, making all kinds of money, but still. And then I went, like, all right, I'm done with this. I am out of here. This is craziness. Although I will tell you, I used to wrap my salami sandwiches in tin foil and put them on the the manifold of the engine, so when it was came lunchtime, they were nice and hot. And anyway, okay, never mind.
God, you're so Italian.
Well, yeah.
Did you have mortadella on that too?
No, these were salami and no. I think I had prosciutto on them sometimes. See, you're getting me hungry again. I might have to quit early and just go get something to eat here.
Right?
Yeah. But you and I were talking during the break and how California, I mean, here's a state that no matter how much money they don't have, no matter how much money they're losing, no matter how much debt they're in, they can always find a way to spend more money. And I think I was telling you that they're cracking the surface of this guaranteed income plan. So they're looking now and they're saying, how do we start this? All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to approve a state-funded guaranteed income plan, right? That'll provide up to $35 million in monthly cash payments to pregnant people. Now, notice, not pregnant women. Qualifying pregnant people, birthing people, and young adults who recently left foster care with no restrictions on how they can spend it. And this was an across-the-board vote. All Dems, all Republicans voted in favor of this. This is just, I mean, this is the beginning. You know that. There'll be, people just let out of prison. And then there'll be people who've just been through this. And people who just, and then the slug that's working 9 to 5 every day, paying his taxes, he's paying into this. He ain't going to see anything, is he?
No. And what about all the elderly who can't even afford to live because it's so freaking expensive there? Who are on fixed incomes.
Well, I'm sure they'll find some kind of guaranteed payment for them, too.
No, they don't care about them.
Nothing stops. Nothing. I do this the other night? I did the piece on the infrastructure dollar, because, you know, everybody's talking about the infrastructure at the Fed level. We had an infrastructure here in California. They have 4 or 5 times now. They've had special bonds for infrastructure going back to the late 70s. We have put billions of dollars into infrastructure bonds. Do you know how much money to date from the late 70s to today have been paid on dams, new roadways and that kind of stuff? Nothing. Not a nickel. He raids, or the governor, mostly Democrat governors, they raid the coffers every time money starts to build up in these things.
Well, where did they get the money for the rail to nowhere? Was that federal? But they also had state funds, too, right?
So they stole money from Amtrak. They stole money from the Transportation Fund. And it was going to be a private-public partnership. So they figured, right. I mean, look, some people will relate to this, but initially it was supposed to be something along the lines of where you could drive into like Union Station in Boston, right? And you'd get on this bullet train, and you could go all the way to Miami and in so much time for not a whole bunch of money. And it was a great idea, and it was a wonderful thing. And then they said, oh, my God, this is the old part of town, and we're going to have a lot of trouble with the tunnels and stuff. So we're going to ask you to drive to Rhode Island, okay? We'll pick you up in Rhode Island via train, and because it's a historic spot somewhere just south of, South Carolina, we're going to put you on buses, and then we're going to take you. Like, are you guys for real? And you're still putting money in this, and now it's like 10 times what it started at.
They're trying to put rail in all over the country, dude. We are Europe. Our countries are. We aren't close together. You know what I mean? We're spread out.
Yep.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. They've been trying to do it in New Hampshire for a while, and they keep pushing it. Like, no, nobody wants it. We already have buses that go into Boston and another rail that comes from Maine that goes into Boston. We don't need another rail.
No, look at the railway system from Boston to New York to D.C. There's nothing wrong with that. You can get to any one of those places there's great transportation to get around. Where would they put that high-speed rail on those rickety tracks? In California, when they started thinking about it, they started building out the tracks. They're using the old tracks and trying to shore them up to take the high-speed rail. It's not going to work.
No, it's not. But they built the Acela that goes from Boston to D.C. I'm pretty sure they built that.
I don't know. It came out of Boston. If it start, anything that starts out of Boston.
It comes out of South Station. It leaves South Station.
It's going to cost four times as much as they said it was going to cost.
Yeah, and they're never going to make the money back, and taxpayers are never going to see a dime back. Yeah, I know.
Oh, look at the big dig. It cost us a whole bunch of money. At least it's pretty.
Hey, they serve drinks.
Yeah, really?
I think so, yeah.
And they put all that, think about that, they put all those cars underground in those tunnels, because what could go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong?
Seriously, right? I don't know. You look at how much money, how much tax dollars that we are not producing right now, and look at how much money we're spending, how many programs we're putting in place, what we're flushing down the toilet. It's scary.
So this is like... You lose your job, you have a little bit of unemployment, but you have spend all this stuff on credit cards, but it's not necessary, it's not needs, it's wants. That's what they're doing, only we're going to have to pay the piper, and it's going to make inflation way worse than it already is. And they either are intentionally lying, some of them are stupid, like AOC, who doesn't. Even though she majored in economics, apparently BU isn't that great of a school anymore.
She has a perfect reason not to send your kids to a public college. Are you crazy?
I actually took classes there, so. But, you know.
I'm sorry.
Not economics.
Not going out to you, but there's.
No, I know.
Gave her
a
degree for economics really deserved to have there.
The fact that she even graduated is ridiculous because she's a complete moron. How did she even graduate? I don't understand it, but that's what they're doing. They're just spending.
Yeah.
No end in sight.
Nope.
And we don't have the money coming in, and we have, besides the fact that we have other priorities that are far more important, like shutting the damn border down because it's truly an invasion now, we're never going to be able to pay any of this stuff. We can't even pay off what we already have in debt.
Don't you find it interesting that they've shut down... They're shutting down travel from other countries to here because of COVID. But the borders, somehow, COVID just automatically stops at our southern border. We don't have to worry about these people coming up who we don't know who they are. We don't know if they've had vaccines. We don't know anything about them. They're safe to come across.
And it's in droves, and it's every day, Joe. And you know what's interesting? If you look at the people coming through, it's mostly black and brown people. I mean, they are coming to this horrifying country that oppresses black and brown people every day. Systemic racism in every corner of this country. And all these people are risking their lives to come here.
Well, they want to be oppressed. Don't you know that? What's wrong with you? Don't you get it?
apparently they want to be oppressed. I mean, they're leaving a country run by black and brown people to come to a country that's run by mostly white people because we're the majority. And we're oppressive. I mean, it blows my mind. They must be brave souls.
So, we may not be able to get this whole thing, but I don't know if you've been watching the videos coming out of San Francisco, California, where people are just stealing stuff out of the stores. I mean, they're going in there like 30, 40, 50 at a time. They're coming out with all this stuff and what have you. So, California Governor Gavin Newsom now signed a bill that bans police from posting mugshots of people accused of nonviolent crimes on social media. So, they can't put up anything on Twitter or Facebook on their own face and say, we're looking for so-and-so. So-and-so stole this stuff out of a store or out of a whatever. You recognize this face. You can't do that anymore. They are for the criminals. As long as you're doing something illegal, as long as you're doing something immoral, welcome to California. They'll stick up for you.
It's not just California. It's a lot of other places as well. I always say this about gun control. Gun control is a partnership between Democrats and criminals. Well, so is this kind of thing. It's a partnership with criminals. And it only harms law-abiding citizens. It harms all of us who, you know, follow the laws and don't want to harm other people, just want to go about living our lives. It harms all of us.
All right.
Because they hate us.
Where do people find you?
GrenaCrofts.com and ConservativeIND on Twitter.
Always a pleasure. All right, people, Dr. B joins us next hour. She'll try to figure me out again, and she will fail again. We'll be back in a moment.